Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 10, Number 9. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I discussed Principle of Sports Nutrition Number 9, Biochemical Individuality. Everyone is a biological snowflake, and therefore, our personal diet and exercise program should conform to our individual biochemical needs, unique physiological structure, and personal goals. This principle is known as the CHI Prime Directive, which simply states, supply your biological demand. Our biochemical uniqueness, as well as our human capacity to think and conceptualize, should be clearly understood and celebrated. We can't always control everything around us, but we can control how we respond to reality and the magnitude of our ability to control our emotions and consequent actions is intimately related to our state of mind and overall health. The logic and beauty of holistic, integrative, functional sports nutrition is revealed in the application of the science. When our biological demands are continuously identified and supplied, we are less likely to succumb to any of the major primary diseases that plague humanity, including cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Failure to address our biological uniqueness is a major failing of modern medicine and big pharma. Whenever possible, avoid the assembly line. On this edition of Clinical Review, let's continue on with Principle of Sports Nutrition Number 10, Biological Medicine. Biological medicine, what a wonderful term. It was taught to me as a philosophy for life, first and foremost, by Dr. Paavo Arola. At 17, I stumbled across a book on nutrition entitled Are You Confused? By Paavo Arola, ND, PhD, and I learned that my diet of white bread, white flour, homogenized milk, white rice, refined breakfast cereals, and fast food was poisonous and destructive and would prove to be my demise. My attitude had been, food is food. You just shovel it in. I'm an athlete, so I can eat whatever I want. That's what everybody says. Eat for taste, mouthfeel, and pure satisfaction. Of course, everyone thought I was lucky because I could eat so much and not gain weight, but I didn't realize at such a young, naive age that I was setting myself up for the erosion of my immune system and the inevitable decline of my health as a result of consuming such high amounts of refined, sterile food. Essentially, what I learned and what I now know for certain is that the junk food athletes eat today, which, by the way, is far more toxic than what I was eating 40 years ago, eventually burns out their neural circuitry. That's right. It fries them out from the inside out. Kids and teenagers can withstand the impact of eating a ton of junk food temporarily, but eventually all the resources of youth are expended. Time goes by and the organ reserves are depleted. They're gone. They're shot. We end up being completely exhausted biomechanically, biochemically, and bioenergetically. By the time we're 25 or 30, our systems begin to fail, and we end up with autoimmune conditions, chronic disease, inflammation, and depression. That's the downside of not understanding nutrition as a young person. That's the failure of the public education system also. Arteriosclerosis and osteoporosis now starts in children as young as 7 or 8. Bone scans done on 13-year-old girls show that 20 to 30% of them, and that's rising, are already headed in the wrong direction. And these are young girls playing high school sports, living on chips and cheesies and Slurpees. But the masses use only sight and the perception of taste to determine and select what food to eat. They look at a food and then the memory chip kicks in and then they salivate and think, wow, if I get that, it's going to make me feel a certain way. And you're not supposed to use food to generate emotion. You supply your biological demand, energy, vitamins, minerals, essential micronutrients. It seems that many people are absolutely incognizant of choosing food from a more functional or logical point of view. How many of us think before we eat? Do we look at food and determine what we're eating from a scientific point of view? Do we consider the concept of our own biochemical uniqueness and individual body type? Do we pause before boarding the ship or just dive in before checking the depth of the water? Do we really understand the basic principles that should guide our food choices? Or do we just stuff it in for pleasure alone? If our target is to achieve optimum health and wellness and stay well lifelong and derive from that experience a feeling of high energy, we must understand how to achieve what we want and come to terms with the steps we must take. Then, and this is perhaps the most difficult aspect, we have to take action. We have to do what needs to be done. If we ask ourselves, what does it take to maintain wellness in a human being? Then we simply apply those principles day by day, and the athlete in us will begin to reveal itself. By design, we are meant to move. By design, we are meant to be energetic, to run, swim, and play. Many adults today are unable to do this because of physiological and structural limitations, which are not to a large degree caused by age, but rather by neglect and sedentary living. In this case, nurture or environment, which includes nutrition, far outweighs nature or the hard drive we now recognize as our genome or master blueprint hidden inside the nucleus of each cell. The exercise, food, and adequate rest that we nurture our bodies with on a physiological level represent a functional means to an end. They enable us to achieve the conceptual goals we have set for our lives. Now, it doesn't make sense to ignore the laws of science and the principles that guide life on the planet. It doesn't make any sense to work our entire lives and then lose it all at a time when we finally have the opportunity to really start engaging in life, a time when we're much wiser through experience and equipped with the mental tools that make life really exciting and enjoyable. Exercise and optimum nutrition are a means to an end, not an end unto themselves. However, if we decide to neglect the science and not apply the information currently available, chances statistically favor the reality of meeting our terminal end sooner than later. So what is biological medicine exactly? Well, bio pertains to life, and from a pharmacological point of view in the context of biology, biological medicine refers to any substance such as a serum or vaccine or natural remedy derived from plants or animal products or other biological sources that can be used to treat or prevent disease. Other names for biological medicine include integrative, functional, complementary, alternative, and natural, as well as just plain good. At CHI, we refer to our style, our brand of sports nutrition, as holistic, functional, and integrative. And that's what sets us apart from everyone else on the entire planet. We created the category. We are the category. So remember that. We teach holistic, functional, and integrative sports nutrition. The idea of biological medicine is tied in with the philosophy that life itself is the sole object and purpose of life. Life equals life. Our goal, biologically speaking, is to sustain and protect life, not destroy or compromise it by any means. So natural biological remedies, along with optimum nutrition and controlled exercise, are used as applied principles of biological common sense. It was Thomas Paine who first coined the phrase common sense, and who also published a pamphlet in 1776 by that same name. In Common Sense, Paine considers an imagined scenario in which a small group of people have been placed on an island and cut off from the rest of society. In time, these people develop ties with one another, and lawmaking becomes inevitable. Paine says that people will be much happier if they are responsible for the creation of the laws that govern and rule them themselves. Paine argues that such a system of self-representation would be ideal for the American colonists. Having expressed his disagreement with British reign in America, Paine proceeds to launch a general attack on the British system of government. He says the British system is too complex and rife with contradictions, and that the monarchy is granted far too much power. Sound familiar? The British system pretends to offer a reasonable system of checks and balances, but in fact, and of course, it does not. Other books by Thomas Paine include The Age of Reason and The Rights of Man, and I would highly recommend giving these a read. So, if we have an injury, some chronic pain, an infection caused by some unknown means, or essentially any kind of damage in our body, let's look to nature first. Let's open up the cupboards of nature's pharmacy and look to the herbs, the grasses and the flowers, the plants and the roots and the stems. Why? Because they are symbiotic with human life. And they're biologically compatible with our genome that was actually fashioned and developed over millions of years from these substances. The plants and natural medicines of nature truly are the parents of our species. I mean, we evolved from plants. They came first, and we literally evolved and sprouted from them. They are what we are made out of. We're facing a huge problem today, people. Millions of men and women are vertically ill and take artificial synthetic chemicals to treat their symptoms. Most, if not all, of these prescription drugs are incredibly toxic, and they are absolutely incompatible with biological beings. That's you and I. The two simply don't fit. They are opposed to each other. As the Old Testament commandment states, be ye not unequally yoked. If we're in a relationship with someone or something and there's little or no compatibility, we're not going to be very happy or satisfied with the arrangement. We're going to have a negative outcome. Go back and check your premise. So in that same vein of thought, let's think in terms of our relationship with food and with life and with exercise. It's all about creating a sustainable and compatible relationship. Form must follow function. For many of us, it's past time to find a lifestyle that provides us with what we need biologically to be our best and cope well with stress, so that we can think clearly, be ambitious, and filled with purpose. This is what people are really lacking today. They lack a centralized, driving, conscious purpose. To me, biological medicine is the king of all medicine. It teaches how to prevent disease through the power of nutrition and fitness science, and uses safe natural remedies to assist in the healing process. It is compatible with the purpose of life, which, as I have already stated, is to live, sustain life, protect life, and preserve life. And to achieve this, specific knowledge of health and wellness and life is the means to that end. And as the scribes of the great Pharaoh of Egypt so amply stated and rendered in stone, each time Pharaoh ushered in one of his commandments, so let it be said, so shall it be done. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Swiss Renaissance physician Paracelsus. The art of healing comes from nature and not from the physician. Therefore, the physician must start from nature with an open mind.